A drop of water falls from a pipe overhead. The girl flinches. A camera zooms. Silence hangs ominously. The girl, young and voluptuous, sits helplessly on the cold stone floor, her legs pulled up to her chin, her arms wrapped around her knees. Plumes of warm breath pour from her lips against the cold chill. A flickering light above her haphazardly illuminates the room. Circular and empty, the floor a pale grey stone scarred with signs of dragged furniture or who knows what. Black curtains line the walls made of a thick and heavy material surrounding her. Her dark, mysterious eyes scan the room. She wants to move but dares not to. She was told to stay here. She obeys, as always, and waits. The sound of whirring mechanisms fills the room, and she watches in morbid fascination as the curtains draw back, revealing tall windows that reach from the floor to the ceiling. She peers towards the window directly in front of her, the glare from the lamp hanging ominously overhead, flickering in time with her increasing heartbeat. She focuses, straining her eyes against the glare, and sees eyes. At first a single pair, with bright blue irises that seem to float alone within no skull. Then another, and another, until her eyes find focus and reveal hundreds of pairs of eyes, wide and leering, staring at her naked flesh. She quickly buries her face into her knees and tries to calm her breathing, feeling their stares crawling over her pale white skin like maggots over a corpse. The light flickers quickly before dying completely, plunging the room into darkness. Hands appear on her shoulders, large and warm against the chill in the air. She looks up and sees the faint outline of a man, his dark, thick hair hanging over his brow. His eyes are dark but kind, and she begins to calm herself. He leans in and kisses her, and she moves with him, feeling his tongue slip into her open mouth. She reaches up and caresses his face with her hands, ignoring the eyes now crawling over her large breasts. He pulls back, his dark face emotionless and still, and stands up, presenting the enormous length of his erection. Her eyes widen at its size, its girth, the shimmer of the pre-cum coating its bare tip. She remembers what was told to her, take what is given to you, and she swallows nervously. She leans back on her hands and takes the tip into her mouth, moving her tongue around the shaft as her lips tighten on the tip and suck gently. She feels a warmth between her legs, the flesh growing wet at the prospect of the cock currently between her teeth, and moves the shaft further into her mouth. The salty taste of his flesh making her shiver in pleasure. She looks up at him through hungry eyes, noting the distant look on his face. He places two hands on the back of her head and pulls her closer, forcing the tip of his length into the back of her throat, causing her to gag. She is once again aware of the eyes through the dark window panes, but is determined not to dissatisfy her masters, and chokes back the moist cock with more aggressive movements. Two hands suddenly grasp her knees firmly, and she turns to look down at her waist, the cock flicking from her mouth, leaving a string of saliva that falls from her lip to her chin. Another silhouette is there, on his hands and knees, dark messy hair hiding his eyes. He is looking down at the moist flesh between her legs, and she shivers at the sight. Slowly, he moves his face down, and she feels his teeth find her clit. She moans deeply. A hand whips out and grabs a tuft of her hair at the back of her head and pulls her back towards the standing man, whose cock once again finds her mouth. His movements are much more forced now, and she finds him forcing the entirety of his considerable shaft as far back into her as he can. Her eyes begin to water as she feels a strong, long tongue stroke her pussy lips up and down in slow, considerate movements. She moves and moans as she reaches up with one hand to grasp the shaft between her lips and the base and begins to work the skin back and forth while sucking harder on the tip, the taste of pre-cum driving her to more and more. As the figure between her legs begins to move faster, giving her hard click considerable attention with the flat of his tongue, she feels him slip a small vibrating toy into her ass, its surface slick with some lubricant. She stiffens at the feelings, her tight hole refusing the toy as best it can before it's fully nestled within her. It begins to vibrate gently and she shivers, almost falling backwards. She steadies herself with both hands again and continues to move her lips back and forth over the length, occasionally removing it to spit on it before resuming her work. The other continues to drink her juices with long sucks before spitting it back into her and pushing it in with the full extension of his tongue, tasting her walls with each movement as if exploring every inch of her. He begins to tap the base of the plug in her rear and she shivers, letting out a high-pitched squeal that is muffled by her full mouth. The man removes his tongue from her and stands on his knees. She feels something long and hard stroking her lips, and she looks down to see the figure brandishing his own length towards her opening. She stiffens again at the sides, contemplating if she had ever taken someone so big. Before she can finish the thought, the man plunges the entirety of himself into her in one slick movement, and she screams, releasing the cock from her mouth with a spray of pre-cum and saliva. The man places his hands on her hips and begins to work himself in and out of her aggressively, fucking her deeper than she's ever been fucked before. She begs for more, the mixture of pleasure and pain dulling all other senses, and she wonders if the watchers are enjoying themselves. Her arms grow tired and she lowers herself back onto the cold floor with a gasp, savouring every movement within herself. The cock reappears in front of her and she wraps both hands around its smooth shaft and jerks it aggressively, while reaching up with her lips and pulling one of his large balls into her mouth, sucking on it while working his skin back and forth in time with the enormous cock pounding her pussy. She reinserts the cock into her mouth, just in time for the man to shoot a load of cum onto her tongue, more than she had ever had. It's sweet, thick and warm, and she swallows every drop, milking the shaft with her hands for every last morsel and moaning at the taste. She expects the figure to retreat, but he stays where he is, his cock showing no sign of softening. Embracing the challenge, she continues to jerk its length, ignoring the aching in her arms, focusing entirely on her aching lips between her legs. She wonders if he plans on coming inside her, and decides she doesn't care. She moves her hand to her right breast and begins to pinch it, feeling the hard bud between her fingers and thumb, and wishing the man at her side would play with them, but she knows her place. The man to her left steps back, his glimmering moist cock out of her reach, and she tries to catch her breath, feeling the cock between her legs withdrawing slowly with a final pop. The two men then grab her and turn her over, leaving her on her hands and knees, the cold stone floor uncomfortable and harsh. Then, one of the men slips under her and, guiding her hips with his hands, pulls her down onto him. She moans, missing the feeling of being full, and looks up to find her desire stood erect and proud before her. She takes it in her mouth and tastes herself, realizing the two had switched places. Her pussy juice is sweet and she savours the length anew, wondering if the watchers enjoy her shameful lust. The man underneath works his hips in a circular motion, rubbing every inch of her walls with his pulsating warm cock, and she enjoys every movement. She once again finds hands on the back of her head, and she prepares herself, relaxing her throat and taking a deep breath. The onslaught is tremendous in its ferocity. The man forces his cock down her throat repeatedly, ignorant to her desperate cries as she finds herself struggling for air. He slaps her roughly when he feels her teeth scrape his shaft and chokes her when she grows too loud, his large, strong hands enveloping her thin, pale throat with ease. She feels powerless between the two, the man under her growing faster and rougher with his strokes, slapping her cheeks with increasing force until she realizes his strikes only force her further onto his colleague. He reaches up and bites her nipples, causing her to emit a muffled scream through the flesh in her mouth. And he pulls on both with fingers and thumbs, feeling pulling her down with the force and refusing to let go. His fucking grows slower, with more forceful thrusts that reach deeper each and every time until she wonders if he's growing inside her. She struggles to breathe against the forced blowjob, and the slaps to her face cause tears to run freely down her face. She begins to feel faint, but just as she moves her hands up to the shaft in the hope of forcing it out for a moment a reprieve, the buzzing toy in her asshole is smoothly removed from her, and a third cock plunges into the hole, causing it to stretch around the shaft. She screams in her head, knowing doing so outward will have no effect. She looks up beyond the shaft and sees the eyes once again, watching her abuse eagerly and hungrily. They drink in the sight as the third man places his palms on her cheeks and takes no time in working his size into her asshole with all the ferocity and lack of care that his partners had shown. He slaps her ass repeatedly, clearly hoping to leave his mark on her pale skin, she can only assume. The light above suddenly reignites and she looks down at the man underneath. She sees the brown hair, green eyes, pale skin, the same emotionless face, cold and distant, familiar. She looks up, her eyes tracing a line along the standing man's shaft, beyond his chest to his face. Brown hair, messy and wild, green eyes, cold stare. Her eyes widen, feeling the two cocks piercing both holes from behind, noticing the same girth, the same reach, the same pulsating flesh and glowing warmth from each. She grows scared, completely unaware of what she had previously agreed to. She looks again at the watchers, their emotionless eyes taking in the spectacle with mute interest. The cocks slide from her mouth and she immediately looks over her shoulder, coughing and wheezing from her punishment. The same man has his hands on her hips, his eyes looking straight ahead, not at her, but at the window ahead, as he works his way into her rear with a passionless face. She expects hate, loathing, but there is nothing, and yet they continue to abuse her every opening. The man below pinching and slapping her breast like a cat batting at a toy. She begs them to stop, her body overcome but not growing numb, despite her prayers. She screams a plea again and is unanswered by having answered by having the cock once again reinserted into her mouth, the hands on the back of her head stern and unmoving. She realizes her screams and pleas will have likely angered her masters, and a fear begins to grow in her, stomach, almost overcoming the pain in her body. She wonders what they will do to her, if they will even let her leave. Suddenly, a warm feeling fills her mouth, and she realizes that the man is coming, sending the hot, thick liquid straight down her throat. She chokes back the liquid, its salty taste barely touching her tongue. Her asshole, too, is suddenly filled with the third man's cum, and she feels her hole involuntarily tighten around it. Finally, the man below doubles his efforts and two comes, shooting deep into a raw, aching pussy. She feels him tense his cock inside her, filling her completely, and she, too, orgasms, the hot flush driving through her body like a tidal wave. The cock slides from her mouth and rests on her cheek, its surface sticky with semen and her saliva. She pants deeply, trying to catch both her breath and her thoughts, completely oblivious to the curtains drawing closed around her. The standing man moves to the edge of the room, and his companions soon follow, the man underneath her pushing her away roughly onto the stone floor with a thump. She lays there, whimpering, her entire body crying out in pain, her lower holes oozing both her cum and theirs, while the afterglow of her orgasm in time with her second captor still runs laps through her body. She moves to the fetal position as she hears the men exit through a hidden door, and light once again flickers into darkness.